we have two distinct rhythm guitar parts. One is more arpeggios. The other is your power chords. So we'll take a look at the arpeggio part first. And for this, I'm using an acoustic guitar setting on my Variax. Here's the intro that we'll have. So we are in the key of A minor, which means we'll expect a lot of A minors, Cs, Gs, Ds and Fs, Es. We start off though with the A minor chord. That's finger 2 on the 4th string 2nd fret. Finger 3 is on the 3rd string 2nd fret. And then finger 1 will be on the 2nd string 1st fret. The pattern we're using is like a 12-8 time where you have 4 strong beats in the measure, but each one gets 3 counts. Or 3 events, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And so you wind up with 4 taps of your foot, but each one of those is getting 3 events. Like that. So we start with the A minor, finger 2 on the 4th string 2nd, finger 3 on the 3rd string 2nd, finger 1 on the 2nd string 1st. With the pick, we'll play 5th, 4th, 3rd, and then upstroke, 1st, 2nd, and then I want to put a walk right here on the way to the C chord. And this is the 5th string 2nd fret. So far we have this. From here we go to a standard C chord. Finger 3 on the 5th string 3rd fret, finger 2 on the 4th string 2nd, finger 1 you are on the 2nd string 1st fret. The pattern for this with a pick will be 5th, 4th, 3rd, 1st, 2nd, 3rd. And once again, the picking on this will be downstrokes on the 5th, 4th, 3rd, but on the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, it's upstrokes. And this allows me to get to the next chord with a downstroke. And the next chord is a D. This is finger 1 on the 3rd string 2nd. Finger 2, you're on the 1st string 2nd. Finger 3, you're on the 2nd string 3rd. With the pick, we'll go 4th, 3rd, 2nd, and then we'll have this. Now what I'm doing there is hitting the 1st string, hammering on the little finger to the 3rd fret, and then pulling it off. And then I'll have 2nd, 3rd. So for the D chord again, we have this. And then we'll have an F chord. Now, probably the best way to grab this is to use your thumb to reach around the back of the neck to hold down the 6th string 1st fret. Then finger 1 will flatten out to give me the first 2 strings 1st fret. Finger 2, you're on the 3rd string 2nd. Finger 3, you're on the 5th string 3rd. Finger 4, you're on the 4th string 3rd. Now, if you can't reach this, then you can just bar it. And the way you would do that is you would still keep finger 3 on that 5th string, finger 4 on the 4th string, finger 2, you're still on the 3rd string 2nd, but finger 1, you'll just bar all of the way across the 1st fret, all 6 strings. And that way, you'll have that 6th string 1st fret we need, as well as the first 2 strings 1st fret. Once you have this chord, you'll go 6th, 4th, 3rd, 1st, 2nd, 3rd. Now, if you cannot get either one of those F chords, you can use just a simpler version of it, where we have finger 3 on the 4th string 3rd fret, finger 2 on the 3rd string 2nd. Finger 1, you're still barring the first 2 strings 1st fret. With a pick, you'll go 4th, 3rd, 2nd, 1st, 2nd, 3rd. And that will still give you the 6 events we need for that chord. And that's the first half of the intro. Now let's take a look at the second half.